Turn to 2 Corinthians. Here's a wonderful verse of scripture in 2 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort. The Father of mercies. Now, no matter what the dilemma, what the trauma, what the problem, you can't earn your way out. Doesn't matter how long you've meditated, how many confessions you've made, you'll not earn an answer. And sometimes we do get captured in our own obedience to the Word, and it certainly is obedience to the Word to meditate, certainly is obedience to the Word to confess. But we get captured sometimes in our obedience and forget it's not time spent that brings the answer. It's time spent that brings faith and reliance upon God who brings the answer. And everything we receive from heaven comes as a product of His mercy. Now this says the Father of mercies. Do you see that's plural? It means there's a multitude of mercies. There are different kinds of mercies. There's healing mercy and financial mercy. All kinds of mercies. Now, Satan's called the father of lies. That means he told the first lie, and lying was his idea, his concept. A father gives birth to or originates. Now, Satan's the father of lies, but God is the father of mercies. That means that mercy originates in God and was his idea. Now, what's mercy? Do you have any idea what mercy is? There's a difference in mercy and sympathy. In the scripture, mercy and compassion are the same thing. When the blind men met Jesus, they said, Master, have mercy on us. And it says Jesus had compassion on them. Same thing. Also in the story of the Good Samaritan, which is found in Luke chapter 10, we might get there eventually. They use the words mercy and compassion interchangeably, and so we will do that, though some writers make a difference. I don't make any difference. I don't see any difference in the scripture. Mercy is compassionate. To have mercy is to be compassionate. But now sympathy is different. Sympathy doesn't require us to respond, to do deeds of compassion. And compassion is always done. It's always active. It always requires from the heart a God-felt response that will bring some degree of relief to the dilemma. And that's what you see in Luke chapter 10 in the Good Samaritan. The priest passed by the man that was wounded, and the Levite passed by the man that was wounded, but the Samaritan, called by us the Good Samaritan, had compassion or mercy, and compassion always prompts us to action. Now, in that passage of scripture, the question was, who's my neighbor? They were talking about loving God and loving the neighbor. Loving God, loving the neighbor. The answer was wrapped in compassion. That's because compassion is an aspect of love. Just like apples are part of apple pie. You can have butter and sugar and flour and mix all that up and bake it, but if you don't have the apples, it's not apple pie. Well, if you don't have compassion, then you don't have every aspect of the love of God, because the love of God is full of compassion. In other words, full of action on your behalf. Now, sympathy says, I'm so sorry. Hope everything works out for you. But it doesn't necessarily respond by deeds or by action. Now, look at 1 John chapter 3. And the definition I like is given in Christ the Healer by F.F. Bosworth. He says, compassion is love in action. Certainly a very scriptural definition. In chapter 3, verse 16, there isn't any greater help in time of stress than an understanding of the love and compassion of our Father. Hereby perceive we the love of God. Now you notice the love of God's own discussion. Because He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good, and seeth his brother have need, and shuts up his bowels of compassion from him. It shuts up. In other words, I can refuse to respond to compassion. You know that's let somebody else do it. Shuts up his bowels of compassion. How dwells the love of God in him? See, if the love of God is in me, then I am compassionate. I have the ability, the capability to respond to a dilemma. Now, I'm going to respond by the Holy Ghost. You don't know how to respond unless the Holy Ghost prompts you. Sometimes there's nothing you can do. But prayer is certainly the highest response of compassion